that would be peer reviewed for those of you in startup.
Okay, so yeah, just to that should be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. So get those lesson plans put together. So that's the K-12 committee. I'm currently the chair of that. Clay is going to be the incoming chair for the SSSA one. So what I'm going to talk about now is Redox made simple. It's really very simple if you follow a few kind of guidelines here. So I'm going to talk about a general principle and then a couple experiments, one for K-12 and one for, K-5 and one from 9 to 12. So the general principles are you start off with something red, right? That's iron oxide. And eventually you tell them there's a coating and it's brown because it's iron oxide. If you remove it, remove the coating because you are reducing it, you end up with gray. That's the general principle. Now, how many chemists in here? Anyone who admit that they're chemists? How many want to be chemists? Almost chemists? Okay, so this is highly simplified, but the concept that we're trying to show is, you know, is that this you can show this principle using soil. So you're taking a chemical process and using soil to show it. So again, we can then throw the reaction in there so for those who really are the purists. So this can relate back to the soil. Soil has color. This color that you see is due to redox. It is due to the oxidation and reduction movement of iron. All right? So it's all due to chemistry. And where you have reduction, oxidation, and this movement, that equals saturation. So now we're taking the chemistry and relating it back to a physical part of the soil, the water table. So we can relate the colors that are due to chemistry back to what you see or where you see the water table in the soil. So we remind folks where it's red, it's called a redox concentration. Where it's gray, it's a redox depletion. Okay, fifth graders, third graders may not quite get that. Rusty and gray is simple enough, right? And they'll remember it, but they'll also remember this, M&Ms, okay? And this is part of that first experiment, that soil is nothing but a bunch of M&Ms. M&Ms are what? Coated pieces of chocolate, right? Candy shell over chocolate. So you can use that to show that soil and M&Ms are the same. So you start and ask them, why is a red M&M red? I'm going to ask you guys, why is that? Because we all like audience participation. Why? Because of the coating. All right, why are soils red? Because of the coating. Okay, Clay, we need to work this group up. Okay.
I didn't warm them up for you.
Okay, so how are soils like M&Ms? They're coated. That coating, that red iron oxide, you reduce the coating through better living through chemistry, all right, through redox chemistry, you change the color of the soil. So again, the red color is due to the coating. If you remove it, right, will that M&M ever become red again? No, all right? So if you show them, and I usually take a red M&M, stick it in my mouth, swirl it around, saturated environment, spit it out, they love it. Spit it out, and you have a white M&M. If you don't believe me, I have some outside that you can try. And you ask them, okay, if you go to a party and I have a bowl of red M&Ms and a bowl of white M&Ms, which ones do you eat? Right? All right, they choose the red ones, smart kids. So the idea is that once that color is removed, it's going to stay white. Once the red color is removed from the soil, it's going to stay gray. You can use the gray color in the soil to tell you where the water table is. Very simple process to teach them redox. Okay, now, at the 9th, 12th grade, you could probably do this in middle school. You can do it a little bit more and go through the principles of redox. And I want to bring the biology in here. That little green guy is a bacterium. Okay, cute with a little eye there, right? So again, I'm insulting the microbiologists. They eat something and they excrete hydrogen ions and electrons. So in respiration, they eat, they take in oxygen, they give off carbon dioxide and so on. So we can get a little biology in there. But for iron reduction, they eat and they use iron 3+, which is what color in the soil?
Red.
I know, we're getting there. And then they excrete water and iron 2+. And iron 2+ in the soil is what color? Clear. There is no color to it. You're taking the paint off, so you're dissolving that iron oxide, all right? And it moves in the soil, all right? Don't feel bad. Everybody says gray, all right? So you're just showing them, again, bacteria, the microbial mitigation of this reaction. So we have changes in the soil that are due to these reactions, and they're called redoxomorphic features. Whether you bring this in or not, it's up to you, but it's another way to increase that vocabulary. And you can talk about what they need to form. So now you're talking about an environment. What environment do these things have to form in? And then how can that relate to looking at the soil and telling where it's formed? We can create redox in a jar, okay? And again, you can go through this pretty simple. When I say autoclave or can, anybody who does the USDA home canning, right? You sterilize it. So what you end up with, and I have to give Joe Kleist credit. These are yours, Joe. So it's kind of hard to see. So let me skip through these. You can kind of see right in here, maybe it's just starting to turn a little gray. And these have been around for a while. It looks much better up here on the screen. All right. And again, this one, you can't see at all. This is another one that's been sitting around for a while, and I think you can see kind of the gray that's forming. But you can also do it quicker, all right? I came here on Thursday, I started the experiment, put it out on my balcony. In 72 hours, I had a reaction that was visible, okay? You can see reduction occurring that fast. So we're going to focus in there, and you can see absolutely nothing there. All right, but what you can see, if Clay can get the lights, you have to put a little starter in there, which is a little pinch of topsoil, as well as several packets of sugar. Need them, gives us something to eat. And just around one of those little pieces of organic matter, it started to turn gray. And there you go. Can you see it? So you're looking right there. And right in there, okay? That's the little bit of organic carbon, the organic matter, and it's turning gray around it. So it can happen in 72 hours, change what goes in there. Lots of observations can be made, how fast this occurs, etc. Everything you can get is at Walmart, okay? So you can buy it. It's very simple to do. I brought the jars over. They kind of got mixed up, so you can't see anything in them now. All right, we do have a reference. This is on the AGI calendar as well as our website.